Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We learned this already in Brachas. Mazgul Lo Kos Rishon. They poured for him and diluted the first kos. We said their wines used to be very thick, so they would put in a rever avias and then add three parts of water. First you make Kiddush, Asher Kiddushon Sovarot Savonu, Mekadish HaShabbos, and then Bori Pri Agathen. Like we do. First you make the Bori Pri Agathen, and then you make the Nusuch of Kiddush. Says Rashbam, Alayayin, Vuhu Adin LeMekadish HaLapas, the time for Shemara. Same thing would go for making Kiddush on bread. According to Beis Hillel, first you make the motzi and then the kiddush. And according to Beis Shammai, first you make the kiddush and then the motzi. Tanu Rabbanan, Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Besuda. The Gemara says that there are quite a few things where there's a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel concerning the halachas of Suda, and this is one of them. Beis Shammai Omrim Mevorech Al Hayom, V'Yachar Kach Mevorech Al Hayayin, Mipnei Shayom Gorim LeYayin Shiyavo, U'Kvar Kiddush Hayom V'Adayin LeYayin Loba. First of all, the reason that you make Kiddush altogether is because of the Yom. So therefore, the Yom should precede the Bori Pri Agathen, because you wouldn't be making a Bori Pri Agathen on Kiddush if it wasn't Shabbos. So therefore, what's it called? Since the Shabbos is the cause, so Shabbos should come first. And then comes the Bori Pri Agathen. Secondly, in the order of chronology, first the day comes, and you haven't yet had the wine to make Kiddush. So the day of Shabbos comes, and then comes the wine to the table. So in order, first comes the day, make Kiddush, and then make the bracha of Kiddush, and then the bracha of wine. Beis Hillel omrim mevorech al hayayin, v'yachar kach mevorech al hayom, mipnei shehayayin gorim lekiddush sheteomer. Without wine, you wouldn't make Kiddush. Right? The Kiddush was niskan on wine. Or without bread, you wouldn't make Kiddush. So therefore, the wine comes first, because that's the cause of the Kiddush. Dover Acher, another reason why the wine comes first. Birkas Hayayin Tadira, because the bracha on wine is a more common bracha than the bracha on Kiddush. The bracha on Kiddush comes once a week, but the bracha on wine can come many times during the week. Birkas Hayomena Tadira, Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodim. You always have something that's more usual and something less usual. You do the more usual one first. See the Rashbam. Here it only brings down one of the machloks in Legabe Suda of Beisham Beisil. Meseches Brachos Iketuva. In Brachos there's many other machloks in Legabe Suda, and here only one is nogeya to us here. Gorim Leyayin Shiyavo Kodem Suda. Right? Normally you don't drink wine before the meal. So here the reason you're drinking wine before the meal is because it's Shabbos. So Shabbos causes the wine to come before the meal. Ukvar Kiddush Hayom, Tam Acher Nosim Dvarav. Another reason Beis Shammai says why the day comes before the Brach on Yayin, the Mishakiblu Allah Miyatsiyas HaKochavim Kiddush Hayom. Right, as soon as you Makabel Shabbos, or from Tseis HaKochavim, right, the Shabbos starts. Vadayin Lo Bo Yayin L'Shulchan. And the wine hasn't yet come. Right, the day comes immediately, and after that you bring the wine. Shem Shekodim L'Chnisa Kach Kodim L'Bracha. So therefore, since it comes first, you make the bracha on it first. The Tzlach says, why does Beis Shammai need two reasons for it? So he says that you'd make Kiddush on bread, so the first reason wouldn't apply. Right? The Kiddush causes the bread to come. That's not true. You eat bread because it's a mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Kiddush, basically, the bread. So that reason wouldn't apply, but the other reason wouldn't apply. That since Shabbos comes first, before the bread comes to the table, so you make the bracha on Shabbos first. The other way around would be the following. If you're Makabel Shabbos early, so could be already had the wine, right? You're Makadosh Mi Ba'od Yom. So there the Kiddush comes before the day comes. Before the Yisr Malacha comes, because the Yisr Malacha, the whole real Shabbos, doesn't come until after when it gets dark. Your Kabbalah is only the Gabi Yu. It's not the Gabi the Etzim Yom of Shabbos. So therefore, for both situations, you need the both reasons. Shayayin Gorm L'Kiddush Shetiyomer, and Beis Hillel says no. The whole reason you make Kiddush is because you have wine. If you wouldn't have wine, you wouldn't make Kiddush, or bread. Shemein lo yayin, o pas, ein o makadish. Makavish of Apask, Makavish of Ayayin, Ubirchus Apask, then, according to Beisilo, if you make Kiddush on bread, the bread comes also comes first. Tadir Kodim, another reason is, Meseches Vachim, Nafkavam, Mehai Krod, Yasib Musafim, Milvad Olas Haboker, Asher Li Olas Hatamid. Milvad Mashmala Acher, Shikraf, the Hatamid, Takara Musafim. This is an addition, Musafim, or addition to the Karban Hatamid. Meaning, first bring the Tamid, and then bring the, what's it called, the Musafim. The Kodarshin and Asher Li Olas Hatamid, Kroy Yisrael. Why did that say, Asher Li Olas Hatamid? Also, the male of the Rishvil Shutadir Gdimu Akasa. The reason it comes first, because it's more common than the Musaf. Musaf only comes once in a while, and Karban HaTamid comes every day. From here we learn that everything that's usual, you have a usual and a non-usual thing, the usual thing comes first. No, he just holds the other reasons are more ikar over here. Okay, the Hilchasa Kedivri Beisil. And the Halacha is like Beisil. My Dover Acher. Right, so what's the Dover Acher? Why do you need two reasons? The Chitei Mahasam Tarti V'Hachachada, Bishami brought two reasons, and the Bishil only has one reason. Hachanami Tarti Ninu, here also has two reasons. Tadir V'Shenu Tadir, Tadir called him as the second reason. The Halachic Divra Bishil, Pshita, Donafka Baskol, it was a Baskol, it said the Halachas like Bishil. So what do you need to Paskin in the Gemara, Halachic Bishil? Ibo Yisema Kodim Baskol. This Halacha was said before the Baskol came out. Or it comes after the baskol, and it goes like Rabbi Yeshua, who says you don't pay attention to baskols. The ma'isa with the Tanu Rachnoi, with the Chachamim argued Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer brought a baskol and said the halachas like him, and Rabbi Yeshua said, "Does lo bashamayim he? We don't listen to baskols." There, the baskol was to make the halacha like the yochid against the rabbi, so it went against what the halacha normally would be. That's why we don't listen to the Baskol there at all. But over here, since Beisilo were the Rabbim, it's just that Beishamai were more sharp. So there was maybe a Havamina to discount the Rabbim and go after Beishamai. Here the Baskol would help. Here, what's it called, the Baskol would help. Still, Rabbi Yeshua could call that even over here the Baskol not. There's no Raya. With the Maisa we hold that the Baskol over there we didn't listen to, and over here we do. Not like Rabbi Shua holds in neither case do you listen to it. But the Maisa is a reason to be Mechalek. Over there the Baskol told you to go Kenegid the Halacha and Paskin like the Yochid. Here the Baskol told you to go like the Halacha and Paskin like the Rabbi. Okay, just to discount the fact that Beishamai was more sharp. Okay. What?
Still ignoring the Baskol,
according to the Rabbi. No, because there was a svara to say that since Beishamai were more Charif, so they were more, they weren't the Rabbim in quantity, but they were the Rabbim in quality. So the Baskol just told me, don't go after that svara. Okay. The Hanafka Baskol, Meseches Erevim Beperakama, Rabbi Yeshua, Babav Metzia Beperakazohav. Here it had to say the halachas like Beisil, because the fact that the Baskol said the halachas like Beisil is irrelevant. Whoever you want to follow, you can follow, as long as you don't follow what's it called, one of them in the same halacha where you follow the other one and where it's a stira. Rabbi Yeshua says we don't go after the Baskol, and therefore you could do like either one you want. The halachas taka not like you could do like Beishamai because they have a rabim legabe quality, or you could go like Beisil because they have the rabim legabe quantity. Okay. Hevil the funav. Okay. Now they bring the first after Kiddush. They bring before him metabel bechazeres. They bring him chazeres or any other vegetable, see, right? The Mishnah says specifically chazeres, but it's lav dafka. We'll see what the Gemara says. And your metabil, you dip the chazeres. So Rashbam says, "Hevil lefon of hayirakos." Bring you the vegetables. Acher shabirich alayay, right? Kadesh, and then urchatz karpas. Bring the vegetables. Metabil bechazeres. Zehu lashon haGemara. Metabel the chazeres doesn't mean you dip into the chazeres. It means you dip with the chazeres. Hashamish metabel bivnei meayim. Their eating was always al yidei tibul. So eating the vegetables is called metabel. If you should call macholam ayidei tibul, the high tibul la becharosesu, says the Rashban. You don't dip this into charoses. Kediktani kramon hevil fun of matzah vechazeres becharoses. Mechlal davayin lo hevil. Masha, only then they bring charoses, not yet. The hachazeres lav davka. The Gemara is going to say chazeres is lav davka. Ella im ein sham yerek acher metabel bechazeres. So if you have nothing else, you have to have chazeres. You have to eat more. So if you have no other vegetable, use part of the maror for this first dipping too. Okay, the Tosas argues, and Tosas says that if you're using chazeres, you have to dip in charoses, because the reason for the charoses is either what it is because you want to kill the worm or whatever. We'll see later what it is exactly that you're killing over there. But sakana to eat chazeres without dipping it into charoses. However, if you use other vegetables, then you don't dip it in charoses. There's no inyan at this point to dip into charoses, right? Because the charoses, again, serves two purposes. One, it says a remez, it's a mitzvah, we'll see. And the other is that, what's it called, that it's a safety measure. So the safety measure applies even to this tibul. Out the halacha, it doesn't apply till you actually eat more. So if you have other vegetables, then what's it called? Then your metabol, Tosa says, either in vinegar or in salt water. Okay. And there are those that hold no, that whatever vegetable you use, you metabol becharosis. It brings down other baleatosis, that you always metabol becharosis. And says the reason for charosis is what's it called? Zecher letit. It's vayimoru eschayehim. You dip the mortar into charosis. It's a zecher to the mortar that they made in Mitzrayim. And it looks like straw. It's what's it called? That's why they say that the karpas is celery, because it looks like long pieces of straw. Another reason for karpas, why we use taka celery, because one is it's domen l'tevin. Another reason is because it's what's it called, a zecher to the ksonis pasim, right? So that's karpas. The pas is ksonis pasim, which caused the yirida to Mitzrayim. The whole going to Mitzrayim was brought about by the brothers fighting over the ksonis pasim. Also, they used to use celery as a sign of victory in war. They used to wear celery leaves on their head, and also it's a refuah. So for all those reasons, the minig became to use karpas for the first vegetable. And then the Chassam Sofer says karpas is what's it called, is celery, what we call celery. Okay. Okay, so that's the first tibul. We'll see what the purpose of this tibul is, but right now the Gemara, the Mishnah, doesn't speak about the reason for it. Ad shemagia leparperes hapas, till you get to parperes hapas, kodem shiagiu also chazeres shu ochel achar matzah shehu mevorach al achilas mor. First you eat this chazeres or any other vegetable, and then later on they're going to bring another vegetable after the matzah. First you eat matzah, then mor. Right? The second vegetable is the one you're going to make al achilas mor on. Kedichsiv al matzah sumrorim betchila matzah v'yachar mor. That's the order in the pasuk: matzah and then mor. So first you have this first tibul to make a difference, that when they do the second one, it's different because it's second now, right? People, they did one tibul usually in a meal, but not two. So the second tibul now will be different because you did the first one, but the ikar is the second one. That's the one you do with the maror after the matzah, and that's called parperes hapas. The tibul rishon zekedei sheyakar tinuk leishon. The child should say, right, I see you're dipping, and I see that when you bring the plate, there's another vegetable to dip. So the chora, I see you're going to dip twice. Why'd you dip this one first? They didn't usually eat vegetables before the meal and dip them, meaning not the dipping so much as the things, the eating them. They always ate with dipping. So, but eating vegetables before the meal was something unusual. Right? Why are we waiting to eat the vegetables when we bring the bread? Okay, so heviel the fun of matzah, and then after you finish with the karpas, so heviel the fun of matzah, the chazeres, the charoses, ushnei tavshilin, you bring the ka'ara, the whole Pesach Seder plate, which has matzah on it. Some are medayik, it doesn't say matzos, it says matzah. The chor, you need lechem mishnah, you need two matzahs. So they say you don't need Lechem Mishnah Leil Pesach, because since Leil Pesach, the Chatzi Matzah, you have to make a bracha on Lechem Oni, so therefore you have to break it, it can't be whole. So that matzah is considered whole. That's the matzah, you don't need Lechem Mishnah on Leil Pesach, you only need 1.5 matzahs. And 1.5 matzahs is not 2, so it's matzah. It's only really one whole matzah that you bring before it. And others say you're not medayik. Matzah just means generically you bring matzah, but how many matzahs you bring, it's not, the Mishnah's not talking about. And that's our minhag. Our minhag is to have Lechem Mishnah aside from the prusa. We make the matzah on the prusa and Lechem Mishnah the motzi on the two whole matzahs. Okay.
Lechem Mishnah is zeker l'man, and there was no man, so why should there be Lechem Mishnah?
Because it's we're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's also yontif, like any yontif. Right. Yeah. Forget about the Seder, but it's still a yontif like any yontif.
So why on yontif you need Lechem Mishnah?
Ah, so it could be what's it called? There's a machlokus whether there was mon on the mon fell on yontif or not. Could be the mon didn't fall on Shabbos or yontif. There was mon erev yontif for the sake of yontif. It's a machlokus whether yontif there's an inyan of Lechem Mishnah or not. According to those who hold you need Lechem Mishnah on yontif, which we hold, the mon didn't fall on yontif either, so there's also din of Shabbos, even though they could carry it or whatever, doesn't make a difference. It was a covered yontif. Yontif is also called Shabbos. Okay, so on the kaara was matzah, chazeres, charosis, and shnei tavshilim. Alpha pishein charosis mitzvah. Even though charosis is not a mitzvah, so Gemara is going to ask, if it's not a mitzvah, what do you bring it for? All right, maybe the Gemara will answer it. Rabbi Lezer, Sadek Omer, mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. In the time of the Eis HaMikdash, they brought the Korban Pesach also with all of this. After Karpas, so then they brought back the matzah the chazeres, based tavshilin, afal pi shein charosus mitzvah, the gemara porachov, a lav mitzvah, lo mamaisil. If it's not a mitzvah, what do you bring it for? Shnei tavshilin, the gemara mefarish, keneged ni. Why do you need two different tavshilin? We use a zro and a beitza. You see, they used other tavshilin. But there's a zecher to the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. That's the two tavshilim. Tosus explains, what do you mean to bring the matzah? Because right after by Kiddush, the tables weren't there. They didn't bring the table till after to make it clear that this meal is coming with covered yomta. So and also after Kiddush, they took away the table again with the matzah on it in order the child should ask. And now they bring it back. When we start Magid, we bring the matzah back, because you have to say the Haggadah over matzah and morah, because it says Bavur Zeh Asu Hashem Li, right? So or it says Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'oni Malav Tvarim Harbe. The Seder has to be said over the matzah.